हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। वेलकम टू दिस जपा इंस्पिरेशन। एज वी ऑल नो, द माइंड इज नॉट ऑलवेज एंटायरली कोऑपरेटिव। इन द भगवद गीता अर्जुना addresses this point with deep inner frustration. He says, the mind is restless, it's turbulent, it's obstinate, and so very strong, O Krishna. And to subdue it, I think, is more difficult than controlling the wind. Krishna smiles. And then he says, yes, it is undoubtedly very difficult to curb the restless mind, but there are two things that will make you successful: practice and detachment. In japa, these are the two keys to perfection. You should practice ideally without interruption, be fully there when you chant. You should practice for a good amount of time. Be steady, make this a regular practice. And practice also with affectionate respect and devotion. It's not automatic. Be enthusiastic. Then Krishna advises Arjuna to use vairagya or detachment. See, by practice, the mind becomes one-pointed. But, as we all know, it may go off point after some time. Detachment helps us at that time. When you notice that the mind has material desires, just tell yourself that material pleasures have a beginning and an end. They're like waves who go up and down. When you don't act upon desires, they will also go again. So safeguard your japa practice. Detachment is very important. Practice and detachment are like two wings that will help you to move on in your spiritual life. That's our old saying: if you can't teach me how to fly, then teach me how to chant. Practice and detachment give your japa two wings that will help it to move forward and ultimately reach Krishna.